Okay, this hour we will take your phone calls with Hollis Duran. Questions about the afterlife, of course. And, of course, questions about your dearly departed when we come back. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Hollister Rand with us, of course. Hollister, let's bring you back on. I want to talk a little bit more about pets. Do you communicate with everything just beyond cats and dogs?
Yes, I have met a number of different animals, including Bucky the miniature donkey, who loved poetry. And when I met Bucky, it was really weird. I looked out in the audience. I thought, what? What are those ears I'm seeing at someone's shoulders? I thought there was a horse, or, you know, but these big ears, and it turned out to be a miniature donkey. And he was a lot of fun to talk with. I have spoken with lizards, birds, so large animals, elephants and jaguars. So, yeah, I love all animals. Unfortunately, they love me too. I haven't been eaten by a spirit jaguar yet.
Not yet, or an alligator, or anything like
that. Yeah, no, not yet. I haven't spoken. You know who doesn't talk to me are sharks.
What do you mean? Why not?
I don't know. It is the weirdest thing. When I'm in an aquarium, and I will feel the spirits of animals around and fish, and I can send out love to all the fish, and they'll move toward the side of the aquarium, and I have all of these lovely feelings, but the sharks just don't respond to me. I don't know what to say about that.
That's amazing, though. It truly is. Let's go to some of the calls here for you. Susan in Citrus Heights, California, to get us started. Hi, Suze.
Hi. Hope everybody's doing
good. Hi, Susan. Do you have a mother in spirit, by the way?
No, but a grandmother.
Okay. But she was like a mother to you, correct?
Yeah, she was a little bit. Yeah. I mean,
well,
not quite as close as my mom is, but she was very close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she lets me know she likes to think of herself as the matriarch of the family.
Yeah.
And there are strong women in this family, wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Very strong women.
And she's also mentioning
strong
a
men.
She's mentioning a Betty and a Dorothy, by the way. So
I know a Dorothy, but no Betty.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I know of a Dorothy that passed. That's my aunt.
Right, okay.
Side.
Well, if you don't know the Betty, you will figure out who the Betty is.
I know
yes,
who she was my
you
doctor.
Do.
She was like a mom to me, my
All
doctor.
Right. Do you see? We have Betty, who is like a mom to you. So we have your
grandma,
we have your aunt, and we have the Betty, because I knew I was getting this mother energy coming forward.
It was Betty, I bet.
Yes, of course it's Betty. Well, I have to tell you, Betty has been coming around recently because you have been looking at your life from a lot of different directions, haven't you?
Yes,
and taking stock of things. You know, sort of, how do I want to live my life from this point out? Isn't that the
exactly.
case?
Exactly.
Right.
True.
So Betty says she's been hearing you think about these things. Now, did you used to climb trees when you were a kid?
Never.
Okay, because she seemed to be afraid that someone was going to fall out of a tree and break an arm. So I do think that that happened if it wasn't you. Do you remember who that was?
I'm not sure.
Okay, it's all right. Who's John or Joe, by the way? She's mentioning that.
And I'm just going to have to hold you to a couple minutes a person, Hollister.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I just want you to know Betty is here. She's helping guide you forward.
Oh, great.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Susan. Appreciate it. That's amazing. I mean, tell us what's happening to you when you're doing this.
Well, I have to tell you, Betty didn't want to stop. So, you know, George,
she wanted to take up
here because these spirits will just hijack the show.
I was going to say they'll take over the whole hour.
Right. It will no longer be Coast to Coast. It'll be the other side, the afterlife show.
That's not a bad name.
Yeah.
The Afterlife with Hollister Rand.
Yeah. There we go. Why not? I would love that. I would love that. But how it happens is the spirits are ready. They want to communicate. And this is what I'm saying. As a medium, you begin to develop your relationships with the spirit so that even if someone says, I don't know a Betty, you know, then all of a sudden they're, well, yeah, okay, and she was like a mother to me. So I learned to listen to the spirits and pay attention to them.
I think you're too young to remember a television show with Bishop Fulton Sheen. Do you remember him?
I do not.
Okay, you were way too young. He was a bishop, Catholic bishop, who had a television show, and he evolved from radio, but he had a television show. It was in black and white in those days because that's all they had. And he would communicate on this show with angels. And he had a chalkboard, and the angels would write him a message, apparently, on the chalkboard. And he was huge in terms of viewership. Unbelievable. The Fulton Sheen Hour, Bishop Fulton Sheen.
Well, I love that. And you know that spiritualists, like if you go to Lilydale, you can still see little slates, like little chalkboards, where spirits have used a medium's hand to sign their names. And these signatures have been authenticated.
Wow.
So the chalkboard thing, I don't think it originated with Bishop Sheen. I think spirits have been using chalkboards for a while.
Interesting.
And now they use technology.
And then, of course, we know what uses Ouija boards, right?
Well, yes. And I actually own several Ouija boards.
No.
I do.
Aren't they evil?
No. The board itself is not evil. And I can teach people how to use these boards to great effect. But the spirits find them very cumbersome.
Can't some of the evil spirits, though, kind of leak through if you're playing with a Ouija board?
Well, when you think about a bunch of people getting drunk, sitting up all night, saying, hey, is anybody there? Well, yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
First-time caller Robert in Newville, Alabama, is with us. Hey, Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. George, Miss Rand.
Yes.
Good morning.
Robert, do you have a father who has passed, by the way?
Yes, ma'am.
Because there's a man here. Do you know if he liked to fish? Or do you like to fish?
I love to.
Okay,
he gives
me this feeling that he goes fishing, and he may go fishing with you if you like to fish.
Huh. That would be nice.
Yeah. He says that he really has wanted some time with you. Now, he also tells me you're having some difficulty getting around these days, or it's becoming cumbersome for you. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, a little bit.
And he understands that himself.
Yeah.
He may not have been able to walk or get around toward the end of his life.
Not particularly.
Okay, then we do have a man here named Bob who could not walk very well, just so you know. And so this may be another relative of yours. But you were hoping to speak with your mother, by the way?
No, I wanted to ask Daddy about Mama.
Okay, because he just said Mother to me. And are you concerned about her welfare right now?
Yes, I am.
And also, are you worried about her mind?
Yeah.
Because he says that she is sharp as a tack and you can't pull the wool over her eyes. You get that, right?
Yeah.
How old is Mom, Robert? Just to jump
she'll
in
be,
here for a second.
She'll be 83.
83. God love
her.
She
wants to do things the way she wants to do them, says your dad.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's always.
So you can worry all you want, but she's going to do things as she wants to do them.
Yeah.
And know that he is there. He always has her hand. And may I leave you with that?
Thank you, Robert. My mother's 92, Hollister, and is exactly as you described his mother.
All right. Well, that may even, and this is interesting because spirits will piggyback on other people's messages. So I'm not saying that your father is here, George, because I'm not making that direct connection, but I find that interesting that I'm talking to a father about a mother and her situation.
Penelope's with us in Los Angeles. Hello, Penelope.
I can't believe I got through.
You did get through.
Penelope, do you think that you yourself are sensitive to the spirits?
Oh, absolutely.
Because as I sit here, I went, woo, look at all of this that just showed up in my living room. So, Penelope, when I see like a light show that goes off around me, I know that somebody is connected to the spirits. And you also like the angels, do you not?
Well, I love angels.
Yeah, because the angels are here. I am also hearing the name Michael, by the way.
Okay.
So you may have the Archangel Michael work with you.
Good.
Okay. Now, you also love pets and animals, do you not?
Yes.
Because I just want you to know you can communicate very well with the animals.
Okay. I do know that.
Okay. You did know that?
Yeah.
Oh, so, you know, I'm not even sure why you're calling me, because I'm not telling you anything you don't already know.
Because most of my loved ones are on the other side.
Yes, well, they're all here. This is what I'm saying. I mean, there is an incredible group here.
Does my father come through?
So what's interesting, you have alcoholism on your father's side of the family?
No.
Okay, well, I'm spelling alcohol as I speak with your father. So I just want you to know it is there on that father's side of the family. Now, you were his little girl. They didn't expect you to be a boy, did they?
Well, I don't think so. I don't know.
Because he gives me this feeling. We thought it was a boy, but I was happy to have a girl.
Okay.
Could be.
So he always appreciated you. You were his special little one. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. So you will always have that special relationship with him.
Yes, I did, yes.
He did his best to wait for you before he passed. You know that, right?
No.
But that couldn't happen, so you weren't able to be there, right?
That's right.
Okay, that's what he lets me know. He did his best, but he had to go when he did.
Okay.
And he never wanted to leave his little girl behind, and so therefore, he's with you every day. May I leave you with that, my dear?
Yeah, can I ask one quick question?
Yeah, absolutely, Penelope.
Oh, thanks. I mean, is there any, like, encouraging message or anything? Because we went through a lot, and the family did, and with the passings of him and my mom and a couple other people.
Yeah.
They were all kind of traumatic for me, and also a lot of stuff we went through in life.
Right.
And if there's anything he could, like, Any guidance?
Well, one of the things that your father lets me know about you is you feel everything very, very deeply, and you take it all in. So you may be an empath to the nth degree. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So what he suggests is that you surround yourself with encouraging people in your life, people who will give to you as you give to them. Because you have been such a giver all of your life that sometimes you feel completely depleted, as though you have nothing left. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's my life, literally.
But your father's suggesting that it doesn't have to be your life any longer. Well, that is now time to invite people to also to help support you. He said that's possible for you, and I believe him.
All right. Good luck, Penelope. That's amazing how you pick these things up. Now, do you ever not pick things up?
First of all, nobody's infallible, and a medium can certainly be wrong. And as I said, there are three components. There's the sitter, there's the medium, and then there's the spirit. And all three of those parts have to be working together.
Well, all three. It would be, if one's missing, it's not going to happen, is it?
That's right. Yeah, it's, you know, as much as the medium might like it to be the medium show, it isn't. It really is a cooperative endeavor.
Let's go next to Charlotte in Northport, Washington. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, Charlotte, are you interested in guides, by the way?
Yes.
Because as I sit here and you know, as soon as I heard your voice, I thought, oh, the guides are here. And
oh,
so
wow.
You've been asking for guidance, but you also feel as though a new guide has come into your life. Isn't that the case? As though there's something new for you?
Yes.
Because it looks as though the road is opening up. And it feels as though there could also be a possible move. Are you already packing things up or clearing things out?
Well, I haven't unpacked.
Okay, so this has just happened because I'm seeing all of these boxes around you.
Yes.
So you've been asking about starting this new part of your life, and there's a lot of excitement about this, but some trepidation as well.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So the sense that I get from the guides is you cannot fail, that you are the only one who sometimes gets in your own way, and that's when you don't trust your intuition, correct?
Right.
So when you trust your intuition, everything always works out, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's when you don't trust your intuition and think your way out of something that you trip yourself up.
Yes.
All right. Well, you have a new guide, my dear, so do not worry. Trust yourself. I see, you know, a wonderful road ahead for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I had my best friend died last summer.
You don't also know someone who passed with a suicide, though, do you?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was a suicide.
Okay, because you said friend, and I heard suicide.
Well, that was a boyfriend of mine was murdered, but
okay.
I was talking about my dog.
Okay. Well, you didn't have a white dog, did you, by the way?
She was blonde.
Okay, because I'm seeing a light-colored dog here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say there's a princess quality to this dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she would prefer to be called Princess or Princess Kate. So apparently she likes the British royals.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's interesting because my birthday is the same as Princess Diane's.
Okay, well, do you understand why she would bring that up?
Yes.
She likes the royals. And you have that connection, and so does your dog.
She is beautiful.
And she also wants to thank you for making her food toward the end.
Oh, my God.
So you made her special food.
Yes.
And did you also shred chicken or put it in a blender or something? What is that?
Yes.
Because that's what she's showing me.
I tried to liquefy everything in
liquefy
the end.
Her. Right. So she wants to thank you for that.
Oh, wow.
And she says that your love for her is returned 100-fold to you. So may I leave you with that, my
yes,
dear?
Thank
I would love
so
to
much.
Talk with all of your relatives, but I have to say, little princess, so you, you're the Princess Diana connection. Your dog is the Princess Kate connection.
Interesting that you get that feeling from the dog as well, huh?
Yeah, well, our animals pick up stuff with us. You know, they really key into how we refer to ourselves in the world and how we refer to them. And if there's a royal connection, this dog picked up on it.
Do animals reincarnate as well?
Yes, they do. But I don't want people running out trying to find their pet that may have just passed. So you don't have to go on a quest to find your pet and hope that that pet comes back to you. What I do often see, and I talk about this in my book, is someone may go to an animal shelter and the dog will look at them. A dog will look at them just as the dog they lost would look at them. Well, what happens is our dogs, our animals in spirit are going, if you look at her like this, she'll like you and bring the next dog to you. And so our animals in spirit will school and help the current animals that we have.
That's an amazing thing that you do, Hollister. If you want people to get a hold of you via email, how do they do that?
HollisterRand@gmail.com. I like to keep everything simple. HollisterRand.com is the, and I'm also on Facebook, by the way, so people can see me on Facebook, but an email to HollisterRand@gmail.
And they can get to that as well through your website?
Yes. They can contact me through my website.
And makes it very easy indeed. What has been the greatest moment you've had doing what you do?
There are too many to mention. But when there is a connection, even the connections we've had here, I really love the pets. What is great is when I'm speaking with the spirits, I'm sitting in love. And when I'm in that space, there's just nothing better. I can't get enough of it.
It's like being in the zone. Well, stick with us.
Great.
We're going to come back, Hollister, and take final phone calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our final segment. Hollister Rand with us. George Norrie with you. Our pleasure to be with you. And we've got some great shows for you for the rest of the week, so stick with us. Hollister, this is it's amazing your abilities to do this. And you do it with such a comfort and ease. I really have to congratulate you on that.
Well, I thank you for that. I guess it's really because I love what I do. And, you know, my sister said once about me, you're so social, you don't care if they're dead or alive. Well, maybe there's some truth to that. But I think of myself as an introverted extrovert. I only become extroverted because of the enjoyment of what I do.
We were talking about some of the cases that you've had, and we were the break goddess right at that point. And you were saying that there were so many, you really couldn't have one, but something did stick out with you about animals.
Yes. One of my favorite animals was, I was doing this large event. Gosh, I'm trying to think how many people we had in the room. But all the way in the back of the room, I saw an iguana on a man's shoulders. And I thought, am I seeing that? You know, sometimes I don't know whether I'm seeing a spirit or an actual iguana. And I came to him. Now, this man had paid an awful lot of money to be in this ballroom. And I thought, did he really want to come here to talk with an iguana? Well, yes, he did. And this iguana and I had such a marvelous conversation. The man was probably in his 70s, late 60s, early 70s. The iguana was his iguana while he was in a frat house in college. So that's how many years ago it was. He loved this iguana, who used to dance to his music. And the iguana even got high a couple of times. I hate to say it.
The iguana got high?
Yes.
How does an iguana get high?
Well, apparently there were pot smokers in the frat house. That's all I got to say.
How does a high iguana act?
Well, I don't know, but they sure had a lot of fun. And this man was so delighted that his iguana was with him, because the iguana used to sit on his shoulder as he would play music with his band.
All right. Well, again, I got to hold you to a couple minutes a person here. Let's go to Carol in Massachusetts. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Good to have you with us.
I have a very, very beloved pet. I don't even like the word pet. He was my baby.
Yes.
On the other side. And I also have my father of the same name, Richard Haley, both of them.
Yes.
And I'm in a really challenging time in my life and very experiencing a lot of loneliness, too. So if there is anything that you could...
Let's take a look here. Your father is a very upstanding man. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
His word is his bond.
Yeah.
And he tells me that you are very much that way.
Yeah.
But you have been disappointed because that has not been given to you. In other words, you expect people to treat you the way you treat them. Isn't that the case?
Yes.
And that has not been your experience, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Right. So your father lets me know, and it's funny, he stands up tall, so I don't know if he was tall, but he pulls himself up tall. So there's this idea of respect. You get that, right?
Yep.
I think people respected him. And so what he says is, pull yourself up tall. You are deserving of respect. And as you hold yourself tall in this world, people will begin to change the way they act toward you. You also had to release your dog to spirit, correct?
He wasn't a dog.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. What was he?
Cat.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, I feel dog energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to know that did your cat follow you around everywhere?
He would jump into my arms.
Hmm.
Cats don't do that. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, because I have to say, this cat feels like a dog to me. Now, you don't know a little black dog that passed, do you? Like a Scotty.
Like what?
A Scotty.
No, but he was a black cat.
Okay, then I am speaking with your cat. Your cat is coming to me black, but with the energy of a dog. So what that tells me is complete and utter loyalty.
What if it was a dog in another life?
May very well have been, but I feel that this is more a personality trait that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Your cat is profoundly loyal. Would you agree with that?
He was utterly devoted to me.
This is what I'm saying.
Coming up on the 2 minute plus mark.
Okay, so I just want you to know your dog will never leave you. Your cat will never leave you, has the loyalty of a dog. Both your father and your cat are bookending you as you walk through this life.
Robert the cat might have been Robert the dog in another life.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's amazing.
His name was Richard Hill.
All right. Take
Richard,
care, my
Richard.
Dear.
Let's go to Jim in South Carolina. Hey, Jimmy, go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Any information is appreciated. Specifically, is there a location that I should be?
Oh, well, that's interesting. You're talking about location. I'm seeing what I thought was a bird dog or a German pointer. Are you aware of that dog?
No.
Okay. Because I see this dog with its nose pointing. So I feel like there's a hunting dog that's trying to point you in a direction. So that's interesting. You're thinking of going a bit south, are you not?
Not considering south.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's really interesting.
You're being misled there by the spirit world, Hollister.
Yeah, no, there's a little bit of a blip going on here. So I don't think I can give you an answer here today. And part of this is because there are still some things you have to get in place. Isn't that the case?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I can't see where you're going because there are things you have to clean up and sort out where you are right now.
Does the other side, Hollister, ever try to mislead?
Not me, no. Because I work at the frequency of divine love, I am not misled. They will stop and say, we can't do this because there's something else that has to happen first, which is just what happened.
Right.
You know, so there may be something around south of him that has to be cleared up. So either a person or a relationship or a situation that may need to be handled before he can make his next move.
Let's take another call or two. Let's go to Brittany in Santa Clarita, California, first-time caller. Hi, Britt. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a friend who passed away. It's coming up on a year. He committed suicide.
Is this a male, by the way?
Sorry to hear that.
Yes. Yeah, because I feel a male spirit on the young side here. Do you know if there was a drug issue around his passing?
Yeah.
Because he gives me a drug overdose situation. Do you know if there were more than two drugs in his system at the time he passed?
He hung himself.
Oh, he hung himself. Do you know if he was also high at the time he hung himself?
Possibly.
Because do you know if he had drug issues?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what he's telling me, is that this is drug-related.
Wow.
So just so you know, he really did not see a way forward or a way to deal with these drugs. Now, I have to tell you, he's a very creative, funny person. You know that, right?
Yes, he's amazing.
He's a what?
He's amazing.
Well, he says he wanted to be a musician or be around musicians.
Yeah, he's a guitar player.
Right. So he is doing music, he wants you to know.
Oh,
so
that's
death
awesome.
Hasn't stopped him from doing music.
He had his twin brother, too.
All right. So I just want you to know that he will communicate with you with music.
Awesome.
He was
Thank
such
you
a so sensitive much. Person. It was difficult for him to be here on this earth plane. But he will always love you. And may I leave you with that, my dear?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, that is a spirit who told you everything, Hollister.
Yeah, you know, I love, for some reason, I have an affinity for young people. And I just love the enthusiasm and the creativity. And I have to say that those who pass with suicide really desire to communicate because it looks like they had the last word. And that they've walked away from the people they loved, and that's not the case. They've often walked away from the pain they have felt, but not walked away from the love of the people they care for.
Let's go to Debbie in Wisconsin. Hi, Deb. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Hollister.
Hi, Deb. How are you today?
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, good. I'm glad you're here, too. How can I help you?
Well, a year ago, my husband passed away. The year before that,
Wait a minute. Your husband really likes a good meal, doesn't he?
Passed away, and the year before that, my son.
Oh
geez.
Okay. Your husband likes a good meal, does he not?
He did until he got sick.
Yes. Well, he wants you to know he is eating steak and potatoes right now.
They eat on the other side like that?
They don't have to eat. They don't
eat when he was so sick.
Their body's going. But they have
insurance down him.
The eating that they had. So he wants you to know he can eat once again.
Oh, God, how did you know that? Oh, I would have cried.
Okay, well, it's steak and potatoes, my dear.
Yeah.
So that's something that he really loves. Now, your son, I don't think there was a lot of time to say goodbye to him, right?
None. I drove 100 miles an hour to get
to
the hospital.
So quickly, it was really all of a sudden. Do you know of a head complication with his passing?
No.
Okay, because I also have someone who died with a head injury, and this was also sudden, and this may have been a crash, by the way. I'm also hearing suicide. Good heavens, you have a lot of people who have passed.
He had drug and alcohol problems.
Okay.
And I think it was sepsis, so it was, you know.
Yes, it was along those lines.
Kind of suicide in the way it went.
Well, what your son lets me know is he was walking along the line between life and death for some time before he died. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, that's almost our clock right there, Hollister.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know they are all here with you. They have not left you.
Hollister, thank you for being on the program. Keep in touch and keep in touch with Tom, okay?
All right, absolutely.
Hollister Rand. Well, we've taken a lot of calls of those who have departed. Let's sit back for just a little bit and enjoy this moment. Cornelius had asked me last week. He said, I need a laugh, George. I really do. So here you go, Cornelius.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So I thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like he... Like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his face, and he's on his knee. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black person. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's she's hitting him like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it in his side. Oh, there's another one that it's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose. She beat him. She's got this U-bit bag. She beat him. She's got this U-bit bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. She picked this Bible up and she lifted it way over her head. It was a hardback NVI version. Oh, they're still beating the out of this guy. She picked this Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, pieces of. okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here.
You can't beat that. We need a little chuckle once in a while, don't we? For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.